The scripture reading is from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars twinkling like diamonds above him.
"I want to hold treasure. I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I'll be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world."
The second little tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean.
"I want to be a strong sailing ship. I want to travel mighty waters and carry powerful kings. I want to be the strongest ship in the world."
The third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town.
"I don't want to leave this mountaintop at all. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world."
Years passed. The rains came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It is perfect for me." With a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell.
"Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest. I shall hold wonderful treasures."
The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It is perfect for me." With a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell.
"Now I shall sail mighty waters. I shall be a strong ship fit for kings."
The third tree felt her heart sink when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," he muttered. With a swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter's shop. But the busy carpenter was not thinking about treasure chests. Instead, his work-worn hands fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with treasure. He was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard. But no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. Too small and too weak to sail an ocean or even a river, he was taken to a little lake Every day he brought in loads of dead, smelly fish. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumber yard.
What happened? All I ever wanted to do was to stay on the mountaintop and point to God.
Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. "I wish I could make a cradle for him," her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hand and smiled as the starlight shone on the smooth and sturdy wood. "This manger is beautiful," she said. And suddenly, the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the lake. Soon, a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. He knew he did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and rain. The tired man awakened. He stood up, stretched out his hand, and said, "Peace." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered. When soldiers nailed a man's hands to her, she felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the first tree beautiful. It had made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. That was better than being the tallest tree in the world. Each of the trees in this old folk tale had an image in mind. How to be beautiful, how to be strong, how to point others toward God. And none of their images came to be. They thought their dreams were over. The disciples leading up to Holy Week had an image in mind too. This would finally be Jesus' time to shine. It's the day they had all been waiting for. Jesus has been preaching for quite some time now about a coming day of glory. He started off his whole ministry by saying that the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God has come near. Well, maybe this is it. A day of glory on the horizon. Here we are headed for Jerusalem, ready to take back our city, overthrow these corrupt rulers of the earth, restore God's kingdom. Move on over, Pilate. Take a seat, Roman authorities. We're going to have our own king now, just like the good old days of King David. And as they approach the city, Jesus tells his disciples to go look for a colt, a young donkey that has never been ridden. Now, wait a second. Doesn't Jesus, if he is the king of all creation, at least deserve a horse? Every year at Passover, When Pilate rides into town for the festival, he has a horse. Pilate comes in big, horse, chariot, foot soldiers, all of them dressed for battle, big display of power and wealth and authority. And we get a donkey. And you don't even have a saddle for it. You're just going to use an old jacket. Are you sure we are riding into glory here? Pilate is across town, riding in on the red carpet, surrounded by adoring crowds. People are throwing flowers and cheering. And whether they particularly like him or not, this is a big deal. It's kind of like getting to see the president or the pope. Whether or not you agree with him on everything, it's pretty amazing to be in the same parade and to catch a glimpse of that power, be part of the entourage. But instead of red carpet, Jesus has a series of cloaks, old clothes, laid out from villagers. And instead of beautiful flowers, they cut down some leafy branches from out in the field. It's all pretty ragtag, not really what we would expect for such a glorious occasion. And this is a pretty good foreshadowing of what the whole week is going to be like. Because this week, God redefines what it means to be powerful. God redefines glory and honor and might. True power is not in having the biggest army or the heaviest sword or the largest throne. True power is washing the feet of sinners and sharing bread with the hungry. True power is staying up all night in the garden, pledging yourself to God's plan, your will, not my will, be done. True power is love in the face of hatred and life in the face of death. Sometimes the best red carpet is made of torn up branches and extra coats. Sometimes the mightiest ride is a little donkey. Sometimes the crown is made of thorns and the throne becomes a cross. And once again, God turns our world upside down in order to turn us right side up. Thanks be to God. Amen.